Empress Eve is here today, telling you what she's got to say. Empress Eve is here today.
Hello, good people. It is I, the Bearded Empress, back with you for another episode. Sharing my views on news, relationships, current affairs, and anything else that takes my fancy, quite frankly. How you all been doing out there? You all feeling a bit more perky now spring is in the air? Are you feeling like you're getting back out there, being more like your life was before? Or are you one of those people that actually thrived during the lockdown? And you're not too much looking forward to it opening up again. Because people seem to be falling into two categories as far as I could see. Those who hated it and those who loved it. Not many people in the middle, you know? I can hold my opinion on that. I can just wonder what up with you. If you had a good time. And if you're looking forward to the changes now. But spring is definitely in the air. And whenever spring come around, we're living in a time of possibilities and potentials and fresh new things are happening inside and out. But that is not what I'm talking about today at all. Today, I'm talking about speaking difficult truths. You know, sharing difficult truths. It's the hardest thing to do. When you have something that you know you must say, or you need to say, or you can't avoid saying no more, and you know the recipient of that truth is not going to like what you said, are you setting yourself up to either be verbally attacked, ignored, or rejected, then it can be hard to speak your truth, you know? Not everybody is balanced. Not everybody can give and receive difficult truths. You have to be a certain kind of person to give and receive difficult truths, you know? And what is one person's difficult truth is another person's feast. Something they love. They like going there, you know? Let's go there, man. Let's not avoid all this energy bubbling up under the surface. Pretending everything is hunky-dory out here. Let's stop that nonsense and speak some difficult truth to each other and see if this relationship could survive it or not. And that could be with your colleagues. That could be with your friends. That could be with your family members, your children, your parents, your boys from back in the school there that know your old girl, your girls from back when you were first dating and hanging out with your girlfriend and now none of you don't have a lot in common no more. It could be any situation. It could be a doctor. It could be a lawyer. It could be with a policeman. You don't know. There's always difficult truth to be shared where it might feel uncomfortable to share that truth, but somewhere inside of you, you got to find the courage to speak your truth. And you know why it's hard to speak a difficult truth to somebody? Well, number one, it's hard because people don't always agree on what the truth is. So, we could be speaking our personal truth, but it's still difficult. Because the other person or other recipient can't receive it. But then there's universal truths that apply equally to all of us that is still difficult for some people to hear. You know, they're not ready to hear that lesson. They're not ready to hear that teaching. They're not ready to receive that inspiration because it means that they might have to change something about themselves, about what they do, about how they do it, about what they talk about and how they talk about it, because somebody called them out on their stuff. You know, so it can be hard to share both kinds of truth, the universal kind and the personal kind. Why? Because humans have egos and egos are fragile. We've all got an ego. What we call ourselves is actually just our ego. It's a collection of stories and patterns and behaviors and influences and rules and regulations that we grew up with. But now, we might want to break free of that fragility, as I like to call it. That's a good way to say it, no? Fragility. Fragility of the human ego. Because when you're not in your fragile ego state, when you're in a balanced state, when you're emotionally connected to something that is greater than all the nonsense we humans get up to, you can receive other people's difficult truths, their personal truths that they believe things about you or about the situation. And it might disturb you on the surface. You know, you might go, well, that's not very nice. Is that really how you see me? Or is that really how you view this relationship? But they can receive it, you know, because they say, okay, that is a valid perspective. It might not be mine, but it's a valid perspective, you know. But when the other person saying those difficult truths to you in a form of word attacks, using cutting language, saying it in a way designed to hurt the other person, thinking of the very thing they could say to cut you to the quick, that ain't speaking no personal truth, man. That is just plain word attacks. And so there's a lot of things out there pretending to be sharing difficult truths like grown-ups, when actually it's just a word attack designed to make the other person feel bad, you know. So you got to grow into yourself to be somebody who can discern between the two. Is this person sharing their truth that I'm finding uncomfortable to receive? Or is this person just plainly attacking me and want me to feel bad? And you know how you can tell if it's the second one? Because even when you respond calmly or with a balanced response, they still find a way to make you wrong. They still find a way to try and make you feel bad. If they say something like, you never do this. I come to you for something and you never, anytime they use the word never, ever, shit on anything like that. You never do this thing. You've always done that. You know they're coming from fragile ego. Because nobody never ever does something. It's just not possible. Human experience is one where we have a range of emotional responses to things, you know. Unless you're a complete sociopath. And even then, I would posit that even once or twice in your life, you manage to do something right. You know what I mean? So when anybody's telling you never, you never did, you always do. And you know there's a fragile ego trying to express a truth or a hurt or something valid, but really they don't know how to do it in a way that isn't about attacking somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Speaking difficult truths is about sharing in a way that the other person can receive it, if you can't. If you can't, be honest that you're triggered. Be honest that you're feeling fragile. Be honest that you're feeling vulnerable. And your words might come out like an attack right now. But at the heart of that is you're just hurt. Or you're just disappointed. Or you're just frustrated. But don't pretend you're not attacking them, you know, because that you're not in integrity. We all know when we're using words to attack people, man. How do we know? Because it feels hard in the body. It feels like a knot in the gut. It feels like the other person is your complete enemy, even when they're not. It feels like you must defend yourself no matter what. So, even if you find it hard to be balanced and reasonable in sharing your truth, when you know you personally are going into attack mode because you feel you've got a position to defend, be honest with yourself about it. Don't lie about it, man. Because the other person can't receive your attacking if you're not being honest that you're attacking, you know? Similarly, if you're being passive-aggressive about something, You genuinely not trying to be reasonable. You just saying words just to calm the other person so they might shut up. Tell the truth, man. I just want this conversation to be over. I just gonna nod my head. I'm really disengaged from the conversation. I don't want to make no eye contact. I don't want to talk on the phone. I don't want to talk in person. The best way we could do to make this conversation go away is what I want to do right now. Be honest, if you're not really engaged when somebody is sharing a very powerful or personal truth. Be honest, because passive aggressiveness and attack, they're both equally disturbing to the person's psyche and to the fragile ego. You know, these things are just facts, man. So we have to pay attention. Always awareness, as you people have noticed, I mentioned awareness a lot. Awareness and self-awareness are the foundation of bringing emotional awareness to your interaction. Bringing emotional awareness to your own state of being. When you wind up, when you feel like cussing somebody and you're indulging yourself and you're calling it venting, or you just want to cuss somebody out, call it sharing a difficult truth. You're just venting on that person because you know you can. They ain't gonna attack you back, or they're not bigger than you, so you're not frightened, right? Or they don't pay a paycheck, so you can say what you like without fear of repercussion. Know when you're just being a bully. Know when you're just attacking for the sake of attacking. Are you calling it speaking a difficult truth? You know what I mean? I see all sides of it, and I've been all sides of it. Now, let me be honest here. I can be all of those things. But these days, if I'm in attack mode, trust me, and believe me when I say I am fully aware of it. My dear, you will know I'm attacking you. You will know because my tone, my intention, and my very words will say, yes, you're damn right, I'm attacking you right now. And you know why? Because I feel like it. You know why? Because you irritate the ass out of me, man. And I am not pretending to be reasonable when I am not being reasonable. That is not sharing a difficult truth. That is just me going, I'm done with this nonsense. I don't even want to be reasonable. There's no point denying when you're doing these things, because then you're out of integrity with yourself. Yes? It tells the truth. I am not being balanced and reasonable right now. Because I don't feel like it. Or I don't like you. Or you're not important to me. Tell the truth. Similarly, tell the truth when you're somebody who feel like everything is a word attack. Tell the truth. When any kind of criticism or any kind of opinion that differs from yours is seen as a criticism, tell the truth. That your fragile ego can't take criticism of any description, any kind. Or can't take criticism from certain people. You know, some of us can take criticism from this person over here, but not that person over there. Because that person over there remind you of something or somebody that hurt you once upon a time. You know? So criticism coming from that person over there and not this person over here will feel very, very different. But be honest with yourself that, yes, I am feeling very vulnerable. Actually, I am interpreting what they're saying as attack when it's just an expressed opinion, a different point of view. I tell you something that's come up a lot when you're dealing with people and you're helping them shift their stories. I know even more that's going through that. When she has worked with people in the past and she come up against a story that the other person is not ready to let go of. There is a story, there is a belief that they will fight to defend down to the ground. Even if it doesn't serve them, they would, if they could, physically punch you in the face. Because they're so embedded in that story. And if you coming along as a mentor or a coach or a therapist or a counselor, are you challenging them on their perception of events? My Lord, those people will not be very happy about it. Because they're not ready to give up the story. that this thing was done to them in that way, and they did nothing wrong, and even though the behavior that they're engaging in is not serving them, they're not ready to change it, so they would rather be the attacking person just to shut you out, shut you down, make you feel bad. And that is why I could never be a counselor. I could never be a therapist, you know? Because therapists and counselors have to sit there listening to people talking for hours and hours and hours. No, I literally fall asleep. Nodding their heads, writing notes, and not challenging the person on this choppiness. You know what I'm saying? Or they have to deal with all that denial, all that, oh, your parents did that to you. That is terrible, man. How are you feeling about that? And then you got to sit there and watch them crying for 6 sessions while they're getting rid of their emotion. You know, you have to be a certain kind of person to be a therapist, isn't it? Isn't it so? I can't sit and watch nobody cry for 6 hours straight. Or 6 sessions straight. I'd be like, what up with you, man? You want to talk or you don't want to talk? That is not my strength, watching you cry. My strength is finding out why you're crying and helping you to feel better. You see, so we must know our strengths. I know my strength. Putting yourself in a situation where you're going against your strength, or you're trying to fit into the way of being that is not your strength, will end up with you having difficult truth conversations very often. I don't know if that's true for everybody, but it sure is true for me. Know yourself, know your strength, and be true to yourself, have clear boundaries, and you don't have so many difficult truth conversations that you need to be having. You know? Just a general viewpoint that I'm sharing here. You could apply it to any specific that you need to. You know, if you're over your loved one, relationship, you're ready to leave the person, or you're ready to get a divorce, or you want to try separating, that is a difficult truth to share if the other person does not feel the same way, no? It really is a difficult truth to share. And then there's the other person who might hear you saying you want to divorce or you want to separate or whatever it is. And they might share a difficult truth. Or I ain't letting you go there. You don't get to choose that you just want to waft off where you want to waft off to because it got a little bit hard. You ain't leaving till we at least try therapy. And if you can't do that, then you're going to have a battle on your hand, my friend. Because, you know, each person's truths. Who is to say who is wrong and who is right in that situation? As long as there's no physical abuse or narcissistic manipulation going on, if it's just two equals having a slightly different perspective about when the relationship done or not, then these are difficult truths to share, but you have to be willing to hear them, you know? Difficult truths are called difficult because they can be hard to hear. Let me have a little break now called Yvonne Moore. She says she finished writing a book recently. She wants to tell you about it. And then we can come back and tie up the show because I'm a busy woman, you know. I don't have time, right? This is a very easy truth for me to share. I don't have time just to waffle on about nothing. Okay, unless I'm talking about myself, let's be honest. But yeah. Be back in a second, okay?
Hi, Eve and Moore here. As the Empress mentioned, I'm here to tell you about my new book of short stories called First Awakenings, and it's the Kindle edition. And it's a collection of short stories that speak to the often difficult truths of the many ways or reasons people wake up to the knowledge that they are more than just their physical form. And the simple stories, or the seemingly simple stories, explore complex themes of grief, anger, depression, sexuality, finding your purpose, or finding your soul family, and its intention is to increase the reader's self-awareness and self-love, and know that they are supported either from their inner guidance or from angelic guidance if they believe in that. And you can read a sample of the book by going to youdeservealifeyoulove.com, and you'll see the link there, and then the link to purchase if it's something that really calls to you. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and enjoy the rest of the show. Bye.
Thank you, Eva Moore. That book sounds good. Yes, go check it out. It's called First Awakenings. Sound very interesting. I know that there's something about this book that is wake something up inside me. So I don't know what it can do for you people, but try it out. Find it on Amazon now. Go search for Eva Moore and First Awakening and buy the book. Or as she said, go to She Said. Right, where was I? Talking about sharing a difficult truth or even an emotional truth. I had a friend years ago. Years ago. I ain't gonna say she real name, cause it's none of your business. I'm not here to expose nobody. But this friend, she was like me in many ways and not like me in others, you know. So she would come round and she would share something like something that was very upsetting to her that day. Maybe she had a fight with her partner, or somebody said something to she that upset her, and she laughed with me one day because she was there, you know, crying, sharing her story and being all vulnerable and all that kind of thing. And when she looked over at me, she said the word, I could tell you that moment when you wanted me to shut up. I could tell you that moment you were over my emotional sharing. I know you want me to pull myself together and get on with what the point of this whole story is. I laughed so much. I said, girl, you know me better than you know yourself. That is the truth. Because absolutely everybody should need some time for some venting, release the energy, but don't be coming back to me 2, 3, 4 times with the same damn conversation and expect me to be sympathetic. Because this lady had mentioned certain things like that before in the past. First time, I'm very sympathetic, man. Oh, you poor darling, how would you do that for you? That's so hard. You know you're an amazing person, you know. I'm sorry you're going through that. Second time, yes, you poor thing. Yes, yes. How did that feel? Okay, yeah, I got to go. Third time, I get irritated. I can make something, and maybe there's something else you could do in this situation than you're doing now. You know, fourth time you come in and cry, I can't keep up the facade no more. I'd be like, man, why are you not looking at this pattern in your life? Why are you not looking at what is really going on here? Do you really expect me to be the person that you come to with the same damn thing every single time? I am not that person. That is not my strength. My strength is helping you to see what is really going on, pulling out the key points, seeing what you want to do about it, and empower yourself to get out of that thing and don't return to it. That is where I am a powerhouse. Now, if you want somebody, you're going to say, oh, didn't bless you, go to Sharon over there, or Pete over there, or Phil around there. Don't come to me, because those are not my strengths. And I do not engage in a world where I have to pretend I am something I'm not to keep you in my life. You understand? So that is a difficult truth for some people to hear. They may not hear it. They may not want to be your friend. They may not want to be around you. And the feeling would be mutual, because I don't want to be around you if you expect me to be sympathetic in a very specific way that I don't feel empowers me or empowers you. I just feel like emotional dumping. You know what I'm saying? That's a difficult conversation to have. But it's a different perspective from each side. I ain't your therapist now. I could be a coach, but I can't be a therapist. And you should know who we are when we're sharing our difficult truths in life. So which one is you? Are you the endlessly sympathetic friend? Always got a pot of tea on the cooker stove there, coffee, some little snacks ready for when your girlfriends come round and they want to get vexed about the boyfriend. And you just there endlessly sympathetic and providing bottles of wine to make them feel better. And even though this is the third or fourth or fifth time the boyfriend story come out, or this is the fourth or fifth person they dated and they got the same issue, are you that person can endlessly giving? Or are you that person that is overgiving and you give too much and you can't speak the truth about, actually today, Sharon, I am not in the mood to hear your story. Actually, I need you to hear my story. Because all I seem to do is be there for you. And it don't seem to happen that you even think I got a problem. Or you're dismissive of my problem when I talk about it. Are people willing to speak these truths or not? Are you out there pretending to be supportive when you're not? When you had enough? Are you out there pretending to be supportive when you're not a remotely supportive person? Tell the truth, I'm not that. That is not my strength. This is how I can be supportive. I can't be supportive like that. That is why a lot of marriages end and friendships end. Because people are not telling the truth. I can give you this, but I can't give you that. I can't be your everything. I can't be the perfect friend that you need. I can't be the perfect partner. I can't be the perfect mother or the perfect father. I can give you this and this alone. I could try and make inroads because I love you and I care about you. But let's all be clear about who we are here and free each other up to be who we are, not condemn each other. Make the effort and compromise, of course. But if you're fundamentally going against your own nature all the time, all you can do is create conflict long term. You know, I had that with my own child, my son. He would like me to be a certain kind of person and respond in a certain kind of way. And I go, whenever was I cookie cutter mother, my dear? Whenever was I traditional mother? I have never been her. She does not exist. But you know what I'm damn good at? I am damn good at teaching you to be true to yourself, teaching you to be a leader and not a follower, teaching you to honor your feelings, teaching you to go for what you want and what you're passionate about. But if you want me to throw in making you Sunday dinner, doing your clothes for you, and wiping up your tears when you do something stupid, that is not my strength. But he don't like that. And he don't have to like it. Just like I don't have to be the person he trying to form me to be. 1950s, Mrs. June in she kitchen, making nice food ready for when they come round, and a soft listen ear and a damp cloth to wipe your brow. That is not me. So you learn to compromise, you do your best both sides. But you meet each other where you are and you say what you have to say to the best of your ability. And if that means you end up losing relationships, sometimes that is what it means. It's okay. It's okay. And if it deepens your relationship, that's wonderful. Because you know then you're around your kind of people. You're on the same page. You're both doing your best to meet in the middle. You have similar temperaments and personalities and points of view, or you love each other enough in the most authentic way to be able to navigate those difficulties and find a middle ground, a middle way, as the Buddhists would say. You know? I couldn't be a Buddhist neither for the same reason. If some fly come buzzing round my head, I am not going to say that is a creature that was created for these purposes of light, as they are equal to me. Yes, you're equal to me, but get out my damn house. I didn't ask you to come in here. So get out if you want to live. And I gave them two or three chimes. If you want to live, fly. leave the building. Here, by opening the window. If you stay after that, then your consciousness must be telling you it's time to die. That is me. You know, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. The fly might find that a difficult truth. But is that my problem? No, it is not. So, we must be true to who we are, to the best of our ability, and still have compassion. Anyway, people, that is it for now. In our next Heart Talks coming up next week, we have a lovely branding consultant, a business guru, an all-round wonderful person, and I'm looking forward to speaking with her. Her name is, let me tell you now, because I just forget these things. Hold on, man. I got to go here and look. Her name is Charnette Darnassian. Isn't that a lovely name? So, I'm going to be interviewing Charnette. And she is a dream builder. And she helps people dream bigger and build a comprehensive and coherent strategy for success. So, that's coming up next week. Look out for that. Until next time, my darlings. I love you all. I love you in the way I can love you, which is to encourage self-love, self-forgiveness, self-awareness, self-accountability, and telling the truth to the world about who you are at your core and at your root. And live a good life. That's my blessing. Don't forget to check out Evan Moore's book, First Awakening, by going to youdeserveathelifeyoulove.com. Okay, my darling. See you soon. Bye now.